All right. However, this may be, it is quite interesting to note another phenomenon of death. And that is that a thetan will stay around a body until it is disposed of properly. You can take an E-meter and any preclear, and you can find times when he's been left out on a cliff and nobody even put the lid on the coffin, and there it is, exposed to the wind and rain, and he'll stay around there until that body is totally dust. How very fascinating. Decomposition. Phenomena connected with. Bodies left out in the open decompose. Bodies buried in the ground go to pieces in a hurry. However, there are certain parts of the body that can be preserved, but these cells that have been preserved are no longer living cells. Most hair that is expected to grow after death, you dig up a dead body, and I don't know what other kind there is, but you dig up a body and you find that the dehydration of the skin is such as to have caused an apparent growing of the fingernails and hair. In other words, the skin receded, so the hair and fingernails got longer. Now, a body rate of decay of is not really a point in question, except a thetan will try to accelerate it if the body isn't cared for. You leave a body in an open field or something like that, and nobody takes care of it. They just say, well, that's an old body over there. Yeah, there's a dead man over there. There's a girl dumped down there in the creek. Who cares, you know, in some advanced society such as 1984. And you'll find that a thetan will sort of hang around and say, well, let's see, can't we push this thing in the creek? Or can't we do something with it? Can't we get it out of sight? Now, a thetan doesn't much care concerning the actual disposition of the body, as long as it isn't given any more indignity than it suffered in a lifetime. But he is apt to be very upset about indignities rendered to a dead body. Even while he is, quote, in a body, alive, when the body is apparently alive and he's taking one around, he gets upset, if he's in any kind of shape at all, about bodies being abused and mistreated. But he gets upset about this a little bit. But much lower on the scale, he's still upset about indignities to dead bodies and dead things. Well, we mustn't speak harshly about him. After all, the fellow is dead. He has subscribed to this, very thoroughly subscribed to